We tend to think of games as something played for fun, but increasingly games are used for learning, in this case, unlearning bias, whether it's against women, minorities, or the disabled. Just how much of a role do these assumptions contribute to our behavior? More than you'd think, says Dr. Molly Carnes. She co-directs the Center for Women's Health Research at UW-Madison.
And now there are multiple studies showing that it's actually these implicit biases that predict our behavior more than our explicit belief.
The yet-to-be-developed game will put faculty in situations that could reveal bias. For instance, a faculty member might be asked to hire a top scientist who needs wheelchair accessibility, or a resume might have a work experience gap because of child rearing. Carnes says bias is like a bad habit. Most want to quit, but it's complicated.
I mean, if it was easy to get people to change a habit, nobody would be smoking. So we know that just giving people information is not enough. And we know that the way we're delivering diversity messages to faculty now is not working.
The $2 million grant for the interactive video game is an effort by the National Institute of Health to increase the number of women and minorities in science. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.